Tammy Franks is a Greens MP, and she was chairing this committee, this parliamentary committee, yesterday, where questions were asked of Nicola Spurrier, the Chief Medical Officer, and the Education Department CEO about schools and sending the kids back to school next week. Good morning, Tammy Franks.
Good morning, David.
Well, first of all, do you think the teachers' union overstepped the mark in criticising Nicola Spurrier, or is it St. Spurrier, nobody's allowed to touch her?
I think at the moment people are treating it as St. Spurrier, nobody's allowed to touch her. But while perhaps the wording and the anger of the teachers might have been misplaced, their concern is actually well placed. What I would say is that Professor Spurrier is on the AHPCC, PPC.
Sorry, what's that? That sounds like alphabet soup. What's that?
So that is the national body that is all of the chief public health officers, and they've issued some guidelines. Professor Spurrier is part of that body and has part of endorsing those guidelines. Those guidelines will not be met on Monday. We don't actually have prescribed maximum numbers detailed for our schools. We don't have a guarantee that social distancing will be able to be applied. We haven't got rosters, as New South Wales will have, to ensure that there's not a mass of students all at once, either at the start or the end of the day or in the breaks. We haven't seen any of that information, actually. And the last caller said that the Prime Minister was very clear. Well, actually, we raised in the committee, the Prime Minister has actually said, if you can stay home, stay home. New South Wales, Victoria, Queensland, those children next week, in large part, are staying home where they can to ease the pressures as we move into this brave new world. And anyone who's been on a Zoom call lately knows that online technology might sound good in theory, but it doesn't necessarily work in practice. We've got a lot of bugs.
Well, hang on. Even in Victoria, we've just taken a hard line on closing the schools. Even their chief health officer is on the front page of The Australian today. That's Professor Sutton saying, I think we'll all try and move towards on-site schooling in coming days because the coronavirus risk is clearly diminishing.
But in New South Wales, they're not actually going back till May 11th, and they're going back with a roster system. The AHPPC guidelines actually say there must be a roster system in place and there must be a maximum number to ensure that physical distancing that we are doing everywhere. I've just walked into Kmart. There is a 200 maximum people allowed in this large Kmart. Where is that distancing limit, that maximum limit being put for our schools? Where is the rostering that's happening everywhere else happening for our schools? Some of that basic stuff hasn't been put in place. So
I understand where you're coming from, Tammy Franks, but isn't the what we're asked as a community to accept here is that it's not clean cut. You know, it's not going to be pure and perfect. It's going to be messy, and there's a trade-off. And this is what we were discussing with Simon Birmingham. Some things, it's easy to close them down, and the impact, there's an impact, but it's not huge, such as closing your library. But, and it's going to be older people who are going to use those libraries, and they're more at risk, so you factor that into the equation. When it comes to schools, what we're being asked to accept is that the kids aren't likely to get COVID-19. It can happen, but they're not likely to, and so you factor that in.
David, I just need to pull you up there. Yesterday I raised with the Chief Executive Officer whether he and Professor Spurrier had discussed the situation in New Zealand. The absolute largest cluster in New Zealand, currently 93, was a Marist College. It was a school. It was bigger than a wedding. It was bigger than a bar, which were the other two largest clusters. It was a school. So this idea that students don't transfer it, this idea that teachers aren't vulnerable is wrong. Also yesterday we heard that teachers who have previously been classified as vulnerable, whether they have comorbidities with underlying health issues, whether they're older, whether they're Aboriginal and over 50, yesterday they were told that they're actually coming back in now, even though they were allowed to work from home previously and classified. Now, where is the logic in that? It certainly doesn't apply with the national guidelines to send those teachers into our classrooms. And where is the discussion of where schools actually have been the largest cluster in a country?
So
that has not been. Were you aware of this before I told you this today, David? Have you had this raised with you by the professor or the head of education that's actually the case in New Zealand?
So what you're saying is that Tammy Franks knows more than Nicola Spurrier.
No, I'm saying that the AHPPC that Professor Spurrier is on has very different guidelines to those that South Australia has adopted.
But Spurrier says it's okay to go back to school, and Tammy Franks says no.
No, I'm saying that the AHPPC has
if we could have a conversation here, if you stop, I'll talk, and then I'll stop and you talk, all right?
So what we've got
is Spurrier saying it's okay to send the kids back to school, and Tammy Frank saying it's not.
No, we've got Professor Spurrier, who's on the AHPPC, saying it's okay for kids to go back to school as long as the guidelines are met. The guidelines have not been met.
But she obviously thinks that the guidelines have been met sufficiently. Otherwise, she wouldn't be giving that advice.
Well, we heard yesterday that feedback loop isn't really coming back to the professor from the Department for Education. Does she know that vulnerable teachers have actually been called back to work next week?
Okay, so you say that Spurrier has been kept in the dark.
No, I'm saying that we don't actually have a structure at the moment where she knows this information isn't necessarily happening on the ground. Premier Marshall came onto your show... Last term and said that every class had sanitizer. That was not true. Yesterday, John Gardner said on the earlier morning program that every class should have sanitizer now, but that 15 schools didn't last year. Well, we actually know it was more than 15 schools, so even that information is still incorrect. When you can't even get sanitizer on the ground, when you don't even have soap in your classroom, you don't have a basic geographical study have you done, per square metre, how many kids can actually be in this school at one time, when you've got vulnerable teachers who have health conditions or who are older, who can't actually leave the house generally, being told that they need to come back into work into a classroom where the Prime Minister has said they're probably not safe in the staff room, then you've got a few questions that really need to be answered.
So what do you think?
I think now
I can ask you questions. Tammy Franks, hang on. You've had a go, and now I'll ask a question. And you've only got 30 seconds because we're going to hit the news, and it stops for both of us.
Ask the question, David.
What do you think is going to happen on Monday?
I think that it will be somewhat confusing and stressful for teachers, parents, students alike. I know that even today teachers are still getting different information and parents are getting different information.
Yeah, but what do you think is going to happen in terms of the spread of the disease?
Well, I think what's going to happen is that we have an education system that's going to do its best, teachers who are trying their hardest, but they actually need more guidance than they currently have.
Tammy Frank, thank you for your time.